Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to hold space for people so they can have the emotional transformations they need and they want in their lives. So I am super excited to introduce Heather Ryder. Now, Heather is an anxiety coach and imposter syndrome educator who personally overcame high functioning anxiety and imposter syndrome while working in a demanding tech job. Now she works with clients from all over the world who want to take a non-traditional, holistic approach to healing anxiety. And she regularly writes and presents on the issues of perfectionism, imposter syndrome, high functioning anxiety, and other anxiety-related topics. Well, welcome, Heather. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. I'm excited to chat with you.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people work through their fears and anxiety issues. I can't wait to hear more about this and the great work you're now doing.
Well, thank you. I love to chat about this, although anxiety and imposter syndrome aren't fun things to live through. I am passionate about, educating people about these topics.
Yeah, definitely. It is not a fun thing to experience. And I'm curious here exactly, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Yeah, I could turn this into a whole podcast episode, but I'll keep it short. I had high functioning anxiety for a very long time, and I didn't know that I even had anxiety. High functioning anxiety is very different from generalized anxiety disorder. No one would have guessed that I had anxiety. I looked very calm on the outside, looked very cool and collected. Was a very high achiever, and that's extremely common for high functioning anxiety. But when you are living with anxiety, you are living in a constant stress response in your body. And that means that you have a cortisol level that's super high, right? And so you're basically burning your nervous system out. And that's what happened to me. So I eventually got very sick. I had a really severe autoimmune reaction, and I still didn't know I had anxiety, by the way. But I was focused on healing my physical body. And through that, I did some, took some unconventional approaches. I kind of gave up on Western medicine. And when I did that, I actually wound up getting emotional healing that I didn't even know that I needed. And so my life really started to transform. My health and my mental state started to transform, and I truly became a different person. So it's like all the great parts of Heather kind of remained, and all the junk just sort of melted away. And so over time, I realized and recognized that that journey out of that experience is really designed for me to help other people, people who are struggling in the way that I was struggling. So I used to work in technology in Austin, Texas, where I live. So I left that job about 3 years ago just solely, to help people because I know what's possible for them. So I ditched the 9 to 5 and came out on my own to, really serve other people.
Right. Oh, that makes total sense in terms of just that realization that, wow, this isn't just me struggling. There's a lot of people out there that are struggling with this too. And obviously, having experienced this firsthand, you realized just how debilitating it was to be living with that constant state of anxiety. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And obviously, coming from a very compassionate, you know, direction of wanting to make that big impact for others is you know, within your DNA, as I, you know, would phrase it, in addition to your zone of genius. So, and I think I heard you say, so 3 years ago, you started this journey of bringing your experience into a business. Now, has your business mission or vision evolved during that 3 years, this recent time?
How has my mission or vision evolved? That's a great question. I would say it has evolved only subtly, in that I, in addition to working with one-on-one clients, I do group programs now. So yeah. I would say that the vision, though, at its core essence is still about helping people, right? So I wouldn't say the essence of the vision or mission has changed, just maybe how I approach doing it is slightly changed.
Right, right. Okay. So you're still focused in that one specific area that, because anxiety, gosh, it can really show up in so many different versions based on what people are, you know, experiencing in their lives. But I love that focus around, you know, that specific high functioning anxiety. So, and to not even realize, you know, from what I'm understanding, as you were sharing your story, you know, people wouldn't say that, oh boy, you know, Heather's really an anxious person. It wasn't even apparent. So that's what's intriguing to me, is that it's so covert, so under the surface, that people don't even realize that it's eating away at their nervous system. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your coaching practice?
I think everyone has roadblocks in their business, right?
Well, so far I've yet to find anybody who hasn't, but I keep looking.
Yeah, I would love to.
We'll see.
The guest who's like, no, everything's been amazing.
Yeah,
this is what I would say I have learned in life, and this shows up in business too, is sort of whatever you think how things are going to go and what you have planned. It's great to have a plan, but that's not what's going to happen. You are not going to predict, let's say, for example, that we're going to live through a pandemic, right? Who had that on their plan? Yeah. And so I think that part of the roadblock comes in maybe at the beginning of my business, not knowing how things would morph or change over time. Mm-hmm. And now I definitely know that. So I just sort of go with it when things evolve in the way that they have to evolve. But I think at the beginning, that was a little bit jarring. And then I would say another sort of roadblock is, when I started my business, I was working still at my corporate job and starting my business and doing them both simultaneously for about 6 months.
Yes.
And that was a huge challenge because I also have two high school daughters that live full time. Yeah. And so I just was way stretched too thin. And so I decided to leave my corporate job, even though my business wasn't bringing in the revenue that I needed. But I was so committed to the vision of my business that I just did it. Mm. And so that first 6 months for sure were pretty rocky, because it was like, okay, yeah, the income sort of needs to come in to sustain.
Yes, absolutely. Talk about stress. Now that's probably a different kind of stress. That isn't necessarily the high functioning anxiety, but that is a different stress that, oh my gosh, you know, you know for a fact that the work that you're doing is needed out there, but yet launching a business takes time. And so can you share maybe a technique that you utilized that helped you deal with the unknowns? I mean, in terms of launching your own business, you're working your own corporate job full-time, obviously, balancing a family. And then, okay, let's go from being a full-time employee to being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I think every entrepreneur should recognize that they need to invest in themselves as part of their business. And I did that from the beginning. So before I had even left my corporate job, I enrolled in Marie Forleo's B School. I'm sure a number of your listeners have heard of that before. So I was already working on, you know, some marketing tactics that way. And I think that one can learn so much on their own, but it is really necessary, in my opinion, to have structure of some way with somebody helping you. And so then I also eventually joined a business coaching program for my business. Mm. And if I hadn't done those things that I did, I don't know if I would have made it, honestly, because yes. the things that I learned and the support that I got from those were like pretty critical to my success.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense to tap into somebody else that has the expertise. You know, you have your zone of genius, but you know, there are a lot of other skills needed for building a business. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. Well, and obviously, Heather, you are an expert at helping people overcome their anxieties, high functioning anxieties, and, you know, even imposter syndrome. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, I would say this is definitely something, you know, that morphed and changed over time, because when I first started my business, I would just see clients for an individual session. Mm-hmm. And hope they came back. And it, right. Yeah. And it's, yeah. And I mean, this is a disservice to them, because if you're working on anxiety that you've had since you were a teenager, it, you know, it does, I can get results quickly, but I cannot get them in one session.
Right. There are a lot of patterns that are in
play. Yeah. There's lots of things that need to be shifted and moved, typically at a subconscious level. And so, you know, there was this like, oh, I need to start recommending that they come back. And that was a process, and that I'm very, very much like self-reflective person. And so I had to really think, why am I having a hard time around, you know, recommending that they see me again? Like, what's that about? And I did start to do it with everyone. I was like, hey, I recommend this. Mm-hmm. And then people started coming back, you know? And so then, there's been this evolution of that. And so it's kind of what I was alluding to about how things morph and shift and change. And so now when I have people who work with me, they make a commitment to themselves. They work with me for 4 months. We are diving deep, and they come to me on a consult call. And even that, there's, you know, skill around that, because I would say this is a challenge, is that, you know, when you're doing any inner work, it could be losing weight, it can be the anxiety, whatever it is, there are things that are keeping people stuck in that mm-hmm. pattern and in that identity. And so even they really want something different, it's like they're fighting with, you know, it's like a devil and an angel on their shoulders, right? And like yep. the devil is sort of there, you know, being like, oh yeah, life sucks, but you're fine. I would say that's, you know, a challenge is I can see when their resistance is coming through in the call. And then I can see when they shift over into this state of being that they really want something different for themselves, but then they fight with themselves on the call. And so this is sales techniques, right? Of like helping them live into the fullest version of themselves. But when you can literally see it and watch it occur over a Zoom call, it's pretty interesting. And it does take a lot of skill to be able to get them to listen to the angel side more than the devil side.
Right. Yes, definitely. Definitely. And that is very insightful of you to realize that, you know, they're going through what I call their prospect to client journey. You know, they're going from it really is a journey. Like you mentioned, you can see this and feel this energy shift within them as they're processing through this opportunity to say yes to themselves and decide to finally be done with this anxiety that's been struggling, you know, that they've been struggling with. So, well, is there anything specific that you'd like some insight around in terms of that consult call, that maybe I could provide a little illumination around techniques to help people further shift and say yes to themselves? Or
yeah, I mean, that would be great, Wendy. So now that I laid it out, it's like they, you know, they will say things like, now's the time sort of thing, right? Like, this is the most important thing in my life is resolving this issue, because the people that I work with, by the way, they have felt this way since childhood or adolescence. Typically, this isn't just like, oh, I felt this way for a year or two. Mm-hmm. This is like, they felt this way a long time. And so part of them really does want to change. But then when it comes to the point where they have to make a decision, lots of different things come up, right? As the things that they're saying they don't necessarily want to say yes to. It may be the money, but often the money isn't actually really the thing, right? It's something else. And when I dive in and really ask them these questions, a lot of them will say something like, well, I just don't know if it's even possible for me to change because I've always felt this way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So what kind of comments do you have about that?
Well, and that is an interesting challenge for somebody to lack the belief of whether or not they can even achieve those outcomes that you're offering. And, you know, it's like you talked about earlier, when I just realized that I needed to state, I recommend that you, you know, and that shifted the whole thing for versus taking one session from you, they would agree to come back. And so one of those techniques around helping people gain the confidence that they too can achieve the outcome that you're stating that they can is to have questions within your enrollment conversation that illuminate the qualities needed for your prospective client to be able to shift. And for you, that might be just really obvious what those are. But for somebody who's been struggling with not succeeding in overcoming their anxiety, and maybe they've tried a lot of different things and they still haven't succeeded, they might doubt that they ever can, you know, shift out of that. And so if you, as the expert, illuminate the qualities that they have that support them actually in making the change, and you provide clarity around the specific steps that, or process or methodology that you utilize, it helps them gain belief within themselves that, oh, this is different and I can see how I could actually achieve this that she's saying I can't. So it builds their belief by creating more clarity around the qualities needed to succeed and the pathway that you have lined up for them. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I take a lot of notes while I do those calls. And I am very good at hearing. I'm hearing between the lines. Mm-hmm. So I think that I do acknowledge them, as you said. I can probably acknowledge them further because a lot of the time it's just like you said, it's apparent to me, but it's not apparent to them.
Right.
Yeah. And this is things that my clients, once they are my clients, take for granted about themselves, because when we are, we just have these inherent qualities about us and we don't think about them at all because that's who we are, mm-hmm. but we don't realize that not everyone else has them.
Right.
And so a lot of times I point that out to my clients, like, well, you know, you do X and not everyone does that. And they kind of look at me like, wait, what? I'm like, what? Yeah, that's you. That not everybody does that. And so I love what you just said. It sounds like I can do a better job of teasing that out and acknowledging them and pointing out those things that they mm-hmm. probably are not seeing about themselves that come through in my conversation with them.
Yes, exactly. Yep, that is it. So perfect. Well, hopefully that'll move the needle for you in your next conversation. So, and you know, Heather, I'm curious here about another situation that seems to have been creating a lot of stress for people, and that's the pandemic, right? We've been experiencing this upheaval in our lives and routines and, you know, work, all sorts of different ramifications of the pandemic over the past year. And can you share maybe a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do in terms of, you know, how it's affecting your potential, your ideal clients, even the clients that you have?
Yeah, it's so interesting because through the pandemic, when people ask me what I do, it was like I go to the dentist and they ask what you do. And I tell them and they're like, oh, business must be booming sort of thing, which is, you know, interesting. I would say that for some people with anxiety, the pandemic has made them feel better because they've taken out a lot of the things that were causing them anxiety, right?
Right.
Which doesn't really work because then, you know, when we go back to quote unquote real life, all those things are going to come back. So they're just, you know, they're in a holding pattern. And then for other people, they really have a lot of health anxiety, right? They're very concerned about getting sick. So the pandemic literally is like, oh my gosh, I'm so concerned I'm going to get COVID. So they are afraid to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I could just tell you so many examples. Other people are very concerned about their livelihood because whatever business they're working at may not be doing well, but then of course some other businesses are doing very well. So I would say it's so hard for me to make a sweeping generalization because I'm seeing so many different things occur for different people. And so people who are coming to me, this is what I like to kind of say, is they are typically people who, as I mentioned, have had anxiety for a very long time. And so the pandemic may have sort of exacerbated the problem a little bit for them, but most people who didn't feel anxiety before and are feeling it just from the pandemic aren't typically coming to me because they're just trying to deal with it on their own, or they perhaps maybe are, you know, working with a therapist.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, totally. Well, how do you work with people who want to finally overcome their anxieties and, you know, varying forms of imposter syndrome and high functioning anxiety? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. So I do take a very different approach than what my clients typically have tried before. And you did say this, that when we were talking about the, you know, sort of sales process, most of them have tried other things. They have tried therapies or pharmaceuticals a lot of the time, and that hasn't worked for them. And so my approach is very different because I'm getting at the core reason that someone has anxiety. These are like old emotional, energetic, mental, meaning subconscious sort of patterns, things that have happened in people's past that is making them feel the way that they do now. So of course I talk to them, but I'm not a talk therapist. And so I have just developed a number of methodologies over the years from working with a lot of people. I'm pretty creative. And so I have discovered a lot of ways for people to sort of tap into shifting the old belief patterns and structures and resolving, you know, sort of old emotional wounds that cause the anxiety. And that's how people work with me for a 4-month period, as opposed to, you know, like a couple of years.
Right. Yeah. Obviously it's very individualized, but I love the fact that you've approached this from a very creative standpoint and have developed, it sounds like, your own methodologies that really get to the underlying reason for the anxieties and start peeling back the layers there so that that can ultimately be healed, right? And that's the way that it's really a sustained transformation. So yeah, makes sense. Totally love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yes, my website, of course, is one place to do that, which is theenergysynergist.com. And I am all over the internet too. So if somebody just searches Heather Ryder and the anxiety, you'll find me on podcasts and a YouTube channel. And, you know, I'm this is my mission to really educate people about this. So I'm so easy to find if you just search my name.
Okay, perfect. So the website that you have is theenergysynergist.com.
Yes.
Okay. I love that. That is a great URL. I love that name. So it's the, starts out with the, correct? T-H-E,
exactly.
EnergySynergist.com. Exactly. All right. Fantastic. And then find you on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest and Twitter even?
I'm not on Twitter, but all those other platforms.
All those other ones. Yeah, I'm not on Twitter either, but some people are still.
Well, I'm on Twitter for fun, but not for, just as a lurker reading posts that people have and getting news.
Okay, perfect. So YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest, right?
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. All right. Fantastic. Well, Heather, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here throughout our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
You know, this is something that I learned when you are in action and you are doing things in your business, you're moving forward, you just may not see it at first. And so there was some very key things that I did at the beginning of my business, like marketing efforts, and it seemed like they weren't doing anything, like they weren't working, but it takes some time. And then those were seeds that I was planting, and they did germinate, they did wind up helping my business. So for people who are new, it's like, you've got to know, if you are in action and you are doing things, it will come back. You will see the results. You just have to be patient.
Yeah, that is powerful, because we do want instant results, right? We're kind of in that sort of mentality, right? We can put in a Google search and bam, we have 400,000 results, you know, within a split second. And so having those unrealistic expectations that if I do this today, then I should see results, what, tomorrow, next week? And it doesn't always happen that way. There is a, what do they call it? A gestation period. So yeah, that is sound advice. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
And, you know, Heather, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from the work that you were doing within your tech job, the tech industry, and going through the motions and obviously very successful, but suffering from high functioning anxiety to the point it created this autoimmune disease or sickness that took you then on this completely different path of discovering, first off, even identifying what you were struggling with, which it sounds like that wasn't apparent at that time, and then getting more clarity and more knowledge and skills around how to heal that within yourself. And then taking this now to a level where you're helping others who want to finally overcome and deal with, you know, their high functioning anxiety, imposter syndrome, those different areas of really debilitation within their lives that are holding them back and keeping them from playing all in and enjoying the life that they really, truly want. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Well, you're welcome. And I really appreciate you having me. I hope that our conversation reaches the right people and helps those who need to hear our message.
Yes, definitely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Heather Ryder through her website and all the social platforms. So her website is theenergysynergist.com, and look for her through her name, Heather Ryder, on all the different social platforms. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Heather Ryder. And as always, here's to your success.